And good morning and welcome to a Red River Radio Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director for Red River Radio, and coming to Bossier City this Sunday night at 7 p.m., Sing It, the David Egan Songbook, and a performance at the Paradise Theater at Margaritaville. And joining me now in our Knoll Foundation studio is John Howe, President and Secretary of the American Federation of Musicians, Local 116. And he's going to fill us in on this star-studded tribute. And literally, it is a star-studded tribute. So, you know, David Egan is one of those people that for most music lovers, he is the behind-the-scenes guy because he's the one who put pen to paper, constructed the lyrics, and, you know, created the melodies and arrangements. So let's go through some of the absolutely marvelous musicians that he's played with. I know Irma Thomas, Etta James, who, you know, everybody knows, John Mayhill, Mavis Staples, one of my personal favorites, Joe Cocker, the Fabulous Thunderbirds, and Trout Fishing in America, just to name a few. Who are some of the other folks that he has worked with over the years?
Oh, he's worked with tons of people. Lots of folks in South Louisiana that, in South Louisiana and in some other countries are incredibly famous, but mm-hmm. we don't know them as well up here, in as much as a lot of Zydeco and Cajun music doesn't have as large an audience here. But very recently, a friend of mine was recounting a story when he played piano at the Fats Domino tribute mm-hmm. in New Orleans, and Fats is there singing and David's playing piano, and he's played with just tons of people.
I know one of his early works, of course, he and Buddy Flett wrote one of my favorite tunes, First You Cry. And that came out. Percy Sledge, of course, took that and mm-hmm. turned it into a hit. And, of course, a hit means you get some mailbox money for that yeah. production. So
that's always a good thing.
That kind of keeps you going. But one of the things that I noticed, I was doing some research, and Richard Skelly, writing for AllMusic, he had gone on to say that those in the know in the blues community put Egan in the same league as great songwriters like Don Pomus, Alan Toussaint, Bobby Charles, Dan Penn, and Dr. John. And now that's a stellar cast to be put in the company of. Who else would you put him up there with as a writer?
Well, just about any of those folks that you mentioned, he's as good a writer. He he is a real prolific writer.
Yeah.
And he had been writing more and more tunes in the last 7 or 8 years. And his songs are just fun. When the band I was in, A-Train, started, the very first night we played two of David's songs, and one of them was Baby Please, and I suppose we played it every night for 10 years and never got tired of it
yeah.
because it was a really well-written song. He had a great ability to boil down lyrics to where you got a whole lot said with a different phrase than you might expect, or with fewer words than you might expect, and it just was perfect. But he's not only a really great songwriter, he's a tremendous performer.
A great pianist.
Oh, no yeah. kidding.
Yeah.
He turned himself into a remarkable pianist. And for some of that, he'd gone to school at North Texas State, and he just spent a whole lot of time working on his chops. And once he became enamored of New Orleans music, it was kind of Katie barred the door.
Yeah.
And part of the thing I think that makes some of his songs, even the ones that, for instance, sound like they might be from South Louisiana, what made him so interesting was the other influences he brought to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it didn't start out, for instance, as a Cajun song, and then everything was so predictable.
Right.
He'd always have a great bridge, or all of a sudden it would modulate up or modulate down. He'd put in a chord that you would never expect to hear there. And he's just a great writer.
And it's those chords and that particular ability to turn a phrase. To take three words and say what you would say in a novel. Literally. I mean, just,
that's
you
true.
Know, three words that can pull out of you so much feeling, so much insight, so much energy into the subject matter that he's singing about. Well, now, he was a member of another number of groups, and you'd mentioned the A-Train. So what other groups had he been a member
well,
of?
Well, he had a band a number of years called 20 Years of Trouble. Mm-hmm. And it was about a little four-piece band. And that's where I think he debuted most of his stuff. He worked with Little Band of Gold for a number of years. And he had a band called Filet.
Yeah.
And Filet was a terrific Cajun band. And they also played other stuff, too. I don't want to just typecast them as a Cajun band, but they were predominantly that. Great band. He wrote a lot of their music. He usually ended up being the music director of most bands that he was in.
Right.
Because you knew that he was going to lead you in the right direction. And he just had that ability to help put stuff together.
So now let's go on. Some of the folks that are going to be at this festival, can you give us kind of a preview?
Well, CeCe Adcock is helping to produce this show and also is the band leader.
Yeah.
And CeCe has been in a number of bands in South Louisiana. He produces a lot of stuff in Europe and England. Like I said, he's with a Little Band of Gold. And he's pretty amazing guy. He's a really good singer-songwriter and musician. And I went down to Lafayette to play a show that was dedicated to David in Lafayette. And he got this incredible band put together. And the rehearsal for that gig was actually the most fun part for me.
Mm-hmm.
Because he had a whole room full of stars, but everybody managed to check their ego at the door, and CeCe ran this thing like he was a ringmaster.
Yeah.
He did an incredible job. Roddy Romero's going to be there. He is the guy you first see when the Hub City All-Stars get on stage. They're a truly remarkable band, and he sings his backside off. He's a great guitar player, plays a squeeze box, and he's a terrific singer. David Torkanowski will be the keyboard player for this gig. Mm. And because there's kind of a house band.
Right.
And at each venue, there are special guests that come on that won't necessarily be on the entire trip.
Right.
And David Torkanowski, he's been in New Orleans for a good while, and he's truly remarkable player. I couldn't begin to start the list of the folks he's played with, but let me tell you, they're serious jazzers, serious... Right. R&B folk. He's recorded with tons of people. He's a remarkable pianist, and quite frankly, I'm just thrilled. I'm going to get to play with him.
Right. Yeah.
I'm adding him to my resume.
There you go.
Kristen Diabla, she is great singer. She's going to also be on that show. I've heard Kristen a couple of times. I don't really know her personally. I've heard her sing, and she's terrific. Buddy Flett will be there.
Everybody up here knows Buddy.
Well, so we kind of know who Bud is.
Yeah.
Mike Sipos, the Yat.
Oh, okay.
He's been playing with David off and on for probably 20, 25 years. Mm. Really good player. He lives in New Orleans these days, and he is a groove master. He's wonderful, and he's a great guy. Kevin Gordon's going to be here. He is a terrific songwriter and guitar player and singer. And he's played in Shreveport two or three times. I've heard him here before. He's great. And usually when Kevin's out, his drummer is Paul Griffith,
mm-hmm.
Who's from here that played in A-Train.
Right.
He's living in Nashville now and doing great in the studio and goes out on the road with folks here and there. Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys,
yeah. mm-hmm.
He is a star.
Oh, yeah.
And you can tell why when he gets up on stage. Plays accordion, plays guitar, sings like nobody's business.
And kicks it up, boy. It's what you call happy feet
does.
Music when he's playing.
He does. And, you know, the core band on this thing is going to be absolutely remarkable.
So do you have any special guests that are coming?
Marsha Ball's going to be here.
Oh, okay. So I knew that was the big name that I wanted to hear. So
yeah. Yeah, she's going to come up. She's recorded David's songs.
Yeah.
And she's really great. And she's so nice. It's interesting when you get to play in venues with some of these people and
right.
you actually get to meet them and you realize how much fun they are to hang out with
mm-hmm.
other than just to go hear them on stage.
Right.
And the majority of everybody you meet is just really nice because if they're not, you probably don't see them again too much.
Right, yeah.
But this is going to be a real pleasure for me. also want to mention that the whole evening is nothing but David Egan music.
Right.
I mean, there's no cover songs, and you could probably make this show two or three times as long with
all the songs that he's written.
And he was really hitting a great stride. Well, he has been for a long time, but his music was developing so wonderfully. Mm-hmm. And one of the songs they're going to do that I think I get to sing on is called From a French Cafe, one of the prettiest songs I think I've ever heard.
Yeah.
So I think I get to sing a little bit of that, hopefully. But there's going to be some just remarkable music. David was, aside from writing music, he also wrote articles for the newspaper in Lafayette. Mm. And he ended up writing about a dozen articles. I've gone back and read some of them, and I'm just so much more impressed to see what his prose looks like.
Right.
I mean, his prose is absolutely stunning.
Yeah, sort of a writer's writer.
He is a writer's writer and a performer's performer.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to Susan Reeks, and she asked me, can you tell me something about him? And first thing that came to mind was that he's a real easy guy to fall in love with, especially if you play with him.
Yeah, there's a lot of heart and soul there in the music, you know. I mean, real heart and soul. It's not fake. It's really...
Well, when we met, it was pretty much, for me, it was pretty much love at first sight, you know.
Yeah.
I thought, this guy is my kind of guy.
Yeah.
His wife will be there, Rhonda, and his son, Reuben, who is just an awesome guy, awesome kid. He's 17, I believe. And he's going to be here. It's just going to be a terrific show.
Now, one of the things, as I was doing some of the research on his background, I came across this, and this kind of made me laugh, but I didn't know that Billy Mumy from the Lost of Space fame, you remember?
Oh, yeah.
He had actually done a song by David, the comic song from when David was in college called When I Was a Dinosaur.
Oh.
And Billy Mumy has his own internet radio show now.
Yeah.
So he's doing that out in California. So that just kind of struck me. I was like, wow, you know, that's all the way back to those college days, and Billy Mumy, you know, of the Lost in Space fame was doing that. So,
well, that song had some legs, let me tell you, because Trout Fishing America's recorded it, and their version is incredible.
Mm.
And they play it at all their shows, because, you know, Trout Fishing plays a lot of shows for kids.
Right, yeah.
And they absolutely adore this song. And it's a good song, and it's funny, and it's touching, you know. He just had a way to make things happen.
Well, let's get down to the brass tacks. That this is a fundraiser as well, is it not? It's a benefit concert?
Yes, it is. It's supported by, this mini tour is supported by the Healthier Air for All, and that's a Louisiana cultural, the Louisiana Cultural Economy Foundation, and Musicians for Smoke-Free Louisiana. And all the proceeds of this go to benefit the David Egan Dreamer Fund, which is named after a song of his, Hallelujah, I'm a Dreamer. And that's at the Community Foundation of Acadiana, which is an organization that's pretty much dedicated to perpetuating David's focus on creativity.
Right.
And there are future events. I believe Monday of this week, yesterday, was David Egan Day in Lafayette.
Okay.
And I think there's going to be a little statue or monument deal at the park that they're working on in Lafayette dedicated to him.
Oh, wonderful. And he did his own Lead Belly statue.
And I also really do want to thank Margaritaville and Pat DeVitro at Margaritaville, who has been so phenomenally helpful. They said, well, tell us what you need. They said, okay, well, we'll provide you a place to play and the sound equipment and all that other stuff, and you just keep the money.
Okay.
Hey. I mean, that was remarkably kind of them, and I really appreciate Margaritaville and Pat DeVitro's help with that. They were great. And my friend Todd Mouton is one of the producers of this. Todd's a remarkable mover and shaker. He works with several different foundations.
So let's get down to the business of how do folks go about getting tickets, information, and more, and what can we do to encourage as many folks as possible to come out and enjoy this great show?
Well, you can get tickets online at www.davidegansongs.com, and or you can go to the Margaritaville website and get them from their ticket area on their website. There might be some available at the door the night of the show. It really is an unprecedented show in Shreveport. I don't know that I've ever gone to a show in Shreveport that was dedicated to one particular writer's music and his life in a posthumous event.
Yeah.
You know, when an artist comes to town, you hear all their songs because they're playing them.
Right.
But this is the first time I've seen a show where all these people are paying tribute to a writer. And let me tell you, everybody on this show, there's a whole lot of people on this that are putting their time, energy, and love into a show that is about somebody they love.
Yeah.
And
that's one of the things, if you've been around the world long enough, you notice that when there comes to fundraising for almost just any kind of event, the musicians in your community step up. You know, I mean, it happens all the time. Musicians are always called upon to provide, you know, the musical entertainment or to be the spotlight for fundraisers all over the country. And that's one of the beauties of the musical world is the heart is there. That's what makes them want to write music, you know. The heart is there.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. It's self-expression.
Yeah.
Nothing better.
Yeah, exactly.
But it's really going to be a great show. It'll be fun.
You have any final thoughts you want to share with folks?
I hope you will come. I think you'll have an absolutely wonderful evening. It starts at 7 o'clock on Sunday evening. So he's just one of the most thoughtful artists I ever met.
John, this is great to have you here.
Well, it's a real pleasure. I appreciate your help with this. And folks, I hope you'll come. You will love this show.
Absolutely. That was John Howe, who is the president and secretary of the American Federation of Musicians Local 116, and he joined me today in our Knoll Foundation studios to talk about a tribute concert touring Louisiana and coming to the Paradise Theater at Margaritaville this Sunday night, March 26th at 7 p.m. This is an all-star salute and celebration of the life and songbook of David Egan. For complete details, visit davidegansongbook.com or you can call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 and ask for Sing It, the David Egan tribute at Margaritaville, or you can go to the retail store at Margaritaville and find tickets there. We'll have all of this information on our website as well. This has been a Red River Radio Spotlight, and for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.